Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another big weekend in college football. Ohio State back on the field this weekend after having a bye week. They got Marshall. Sneaky tough, maybe? No, they got a good Marshall does have a good D-line, and they've got a lot of veteran kids, so it's still probably going to be a 50-point win by Ohio State, but I did just sell a fight there. So to talk about Ohio State Marshall, to talk about the big picture stuff, Jeremiah Smith, all that, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome on of College Football News, our regular Thursday at 4 p.m. guest, the electric Pete Futek. What's up, buddy?
Wow, electric. I've never been described as that. That's a lot of other things you could put to that, but I don't know about electric. But by the way, that's why God invented point spreads. That's why, you know, it's, you know, so they win by 50. That's kind of what you need if you're in a certain part of the world. But Ohio State should beat them. Shouldn't be too much of a problem. But Marshall is a decent team. It's more than just the light scrimmage. But yeah, if you're Ohio State, you should have a problem with this.
I will say that on my podcast, Sons of the Shoe, people love college football podcast. I know you love the Sons of the Shoe. I did say that I think the over-under on FanDuel right now is 40, and I have them comfortably winning. My co-host did the thing that you do when you're Ohio State, where you live in your fears, and he's like, I think they're only going to win by 38.
Yeah, exactly. See, again, most miserable fan base in the world, and I say that with pride. It really is. I mean, because you can't not win. You have to win by a lot, and you cannot have an incomplete pass. And even when you do win the national championship, someone's going to bring up that they lost to Michigan 3 years in a row. So, like, it's just how this thing works. But you know what? Ohio State's that good. You know, they should beat them by a gajillion points. And, you know, again, as I mentioned before on here, it's just, you're just tuning up. This is all preseason. I mean, everything is really for, you know, the one or two big games out there that really matter. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if they got stress tested a little bit. Not as much as Georgia got with Kentucky, but just a little, where you do have to throw a meaningful pass in the second half. But I don't think that's happening this weekend.
So you mentioned that they do start Big Ten play next week. Michigan State, who's undefeated currently, and then 2-1 Iowa the week before the Oregon game. I was curious, which one of those games do you look at and say might give Ohio State the best tune-up on their way to that Oregon game?
Yeah, I don't. I'm the only person in America that thinks they just go house Oregon, but Iowa only because they throw a knuckleball. They for all the we have an offense now. No, they don't. You know, it means that they try to throw the downfield pass a little bit. They're still Iowa. They're still at the great defense, great special teams. You know, and they, all of a sudden you blink and it's the fourth quarter and the score is 16-2 somehow. Only because they've got that funky style. Michigan State is interesting. You know, it's a total rebuild. They've got a budding superstar in Aiden Childs who's going to throw three picks against the Buckeyes, but he also might throw for 300 yards. That's just a fun team that's going to be pretty interesting. I don't think Ohio State has a big problem with either one of them, but at least in terms of defenses, that at least gives them something else to look at other than what they've dealt with so far.
So I know that this is a loaded question. I'm not going to make it about the playoffs, but right now, Ohio State, Georgia, Bama, Tennessee, Texas, those are kind of five teams that early on look like they've got that dominant edge. How many of those teams right now would you take above Ohio State?
Georgia, and that's it. As I mentioned before, it's Georgia, Ohio State, and everyone else. Maybe Bama. You can make a case because that all of a sudden, Kalen DeBoer has a defense. You know, we know the offense is going to work. We know Jalen Milroe is going to win the Heisman. We know that this thing is going to just, you know, put points on the board in bunches. But at Washington, the problem was he did not have a D that could hold up in key situations, and they still went undefeated until the national championship. Now he's got guys on that other side of the ball. So Alabama's a little dangerous. The Georgia thing this week, whatever. They've done it before. Don't you remember, like, Kent State pushed them, like, a couple years ago, and oh, no, and then they beat TCU 105-3, and Georgia does this, but talent-wise, that's the one team you're worrying about. I'm still not buying Texas. Ooh, you blew out UTSA. Ooh, they're good, but they're not at that level. So it's Ohio State, Georgia, slight dip, Alabama, and then everyone else.
Well, Pete, Charles Huff, the coach for Marshall, jokingly, we think, tried to lure Ohio State players and anyone in the country due to a all-you-can-eat biscuit offer from a local establishment around the Marshall campus there. I'm curious, what do you think players like more, $1 million in NIL or unlimited biscuits?
And if you throw in, are you throwing a video game somewhere in there? Because really, I mean, we forget these are still kids. And there's a part of them that's like, you know what? I kind of really dig these biscuits. Yeah, they're not wrong. A good friend of mine actually used to play for Marshall. And yeah, the food around there is apparently amazing. So not crazy, but hey, you never know what does it. But no, Huff's fun. Huff's doing this right. And, you know, again, I don't think there's going to be any drama here, but this is why you play them. I mean, Toledo whacked around Mississippi State. I mean, Northern Illinois, you know, beat Notre Dame because Notre Dame historically forgot to run the ball. You know, that's why you go out there, you block and tackle. Marshall beat Notre Dame on the road a couple of years ago. Sometimes quirky things happen. I don't think it's going to be anything to worry about, but certainly Marshall is a little bit a step up in competition a little bit.
Pete, why did Michigan wait so long to go with Alex Orji when Warren was clearly butt?
well, he wasn't awful. He just wasn't good. It's a mystery to me how Michigan does not have at least five decent transfers in there playing around with this quarterback thing. It just, we'll see with Orji. The problem with Orji is he can't complete a pass. I mean, he's got the talent, but unfortunately he needs a lot of at-bats, and he just isn't going to get them at this point because the time to do it was over the first few games of this season. But, yeah, you know, you always go with a more talented guy and work it all out. But their team is not very good offensively. That's another team that for some bizarre reason – just doesn't like to run. I mean, this isn't the NFL. In the NFL, you've got to mix it up, obviously. You've got to disguise every play, have every play available to you at every down, every distance, no matter what. College football, just run. If you've got a big offensive line, you just run 45 times, and usually things are going to be all right. But they just refuse to do it. And I'm not quite sure why, because they do not have quarterbacks who can throw.
Pete Futek on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We are monitoring the Guardians game. They are in extra innings. When that game goes final, we will get right to Guardians baseball. Hopefully it's a win so we can talk about, playoff baseball because they go a clinch in there.
I'm just going to ask really quick. I'm about to become second in my Roto baseball league. I know nothing about baseball. The Guardians are really good, right?
I believe that is the case. Yes, they are the current two seed in the AL.
Oh, okay. So is this, then the season starts in like 2 weeks, right? Then it's really on. But that's cool. All right, yay Guardians. Except I'm a Twins guy from back in the day. But then again, I don't know baseball. So
wait. You can't call yourself a Twins guy if then you freely say, I have no idea what's going on in baseball.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was at Game 7 of 91, at Game 6 and 7 of 91. That's top-line resume of big games I've ever been at. But I've kind of fallen out of favor with baseball over the years. But that's just me. I am that guy who all of a sudden finds it boring and now likes football just because it's so much more entertaining. But again, that's just me. I'll watch every playoff game.
Pete, be honest. Did you cash out after they won the World Series? Like, did you say it can't get any better than this, so I'm going to leave on a high note?
Actually, the hilarious part about that is, yeah, I kind of did. you joke, but literally around here, I live in Chicago. And if you remember the timing, everyone's like, oh, the Cubs are going to win the World Series and no one's going to care about the Cubs anymore. Well, what'd they do? They took it off normal cable TV after that, where they put it on, I can't remember the name off the top of my head. It was their streaming services now. And like a week after, that's when Trump beat Hillary, and it wiped the entire narrative of the Cubs World Series just off the national map. So there was about a week's time where the Cub World Series win actually resonated with everyone. And then other factors just knocked it right off.
Pete Futek on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Pete, I'm trained all fields here. I can't just be painted with one, college football brush. I know country and western here.
I appreciate your knowledge here and what you bring to the show. Does Arch Manning have a chance to Wally Pip Quinn Ewers?
How can he not? I mean, look, it's kind of a bad deal for Ewers because he is very good. I mean, he's a first-round draft pick. But everyone knows Manning's just better. I mean, he's just a more talented all-around quarterback. I mean, forgetting the fact that he's Manning, I mean, but that is part of it, though. He does have kind of the training and the obviously the uncles and pedigree to be able to have the all-around skills to be ready to rumble. I mean, again, they beat Texas San Antonio, which is not the UTSA. The last few years, that would have meant something because UTSA was one of the best group of five programs. This year, not so much. But, yeah, you come out there, everyone's waiting for Arch to come in. And, again, you got a guy who's like the 15th pick in the draft who's probably going to have a hard time coming back if Arch Manning goes off for the next against Louisiana Monroe. You're undefeated Louisiana Monroe Warhawks, by the way. If he goes off against them, it's going to be kind of hard because fans are going to be like, hey, look how great he is, even though he hasn't done anything against anybody yet.
Pete, thoughts on Tennessee starting to charge an extra talent fee for tickets that goes directly to the players?
I will say this, and I say it with love because I know a bunch of people who are in charge of NIL Collective. They're close, dear friends of mine. I don't know how stupid you have to be to contribute money to an NIL collective. What are you doing? It's like saying, hey, I'm going to pay McDonald's an extra fee so they'll keep making the French fries I like. Like, no, that's not how this works. There's no reason to pay the salaries of these other kids and these guys. And it's the fact that they're lopping onto it and actually making it a part of it you're mad. I mean, it's like, why am I paying for the talent on the field? I'm already paying for the ticket, the T-shirts, and the beer, and all the other stuff. And now you want me to pay for your labor? It is just the dumbest business model, and everyone's falling for it because they want to give money to their school because, oh, we're going to win now. No, you're not. It doesn't really matter. Everyone's paying the money. They have so much money to give away to these players, and they're making the fans do it now.
All right, Pete, we're going to do this every week now because now's when it matters, this Marshall game. The official Pete Futek Ohio State Marshall prediction. Go.
Kane. You know how it's going to work. It's going to take a little while, take a week off. They take a quarter to kind of get up and going, oh, no, it's only 7-3 Ohio State. Uh-oh, another 7-6. They're in this. And all of a sudden, a 28-point run comes, and then the world is fine again. Ohio State's going to win by a lot. They cover, they win easily, and it's on to Michigan State. And then it starts to get a little more fun. And then, again, let's just get me to January 20th with your guys, and then we'll go from there.
Sounded like 60-3 to me. Pete, be good, buddy.
Later.
Pete Futek there, College Football News in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.